lullaby.
Ooh, and it is kind of like a lullaby being here in the Home Advisor booth at the Design Construction Week mega event.
We're here. We're making it happen. It's just, it's relaxing. It's fun. There's a lot going on.
Wait, Mark.
There is, Mark. To quote someone I heard recently, a scene.
No, Mark.
That's my Presto. Coffee.
No, this is mine. This is a party action, like, right here. Like, it's a major rager. I've been wanting to say that for a very long time.
No, I know. This whole thing is built around you wanting to say major rager.
Wait.
And finding all
the off-roads
on the highway to get there.
And I've been wanting to say winner, chicken dinner.
Well, I've wanted to say that you're drinking an espresso.
I think everyone that is stopping by the Home Advisor booth right now is a winner, like having a tofurkey dinner, because I'm a vegan. I don't like chicken so much.
There's a new...
But look at that!
For the vegetarians out there and the people who want to be them, seriously, I read this article. There is a new product that exists, that's a vegetarian product, that tastes like hamburger and feels like hamburger, unlike stuff that's made out of plants that comes in patty form. Science and stuff is involved.
Yeah, you know what, babe? I don't want it to be like a hamburger, because that really freaks me out.
But people who do want it to be that way.
Yes, like
see
you.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying they've got like a whole bar there going on. They got espresso behind us. They got, you know... lots of people. Look at the people in line.
It's fantastic.
That's incredible.
And there's going to be a bigger line when Tom Silva, Norm Abram, those guys show up.
I suppose, but I don't know. I mean, everybody, it's the end of the day. Everyone's excited.
Icons like Tom Silva and Norm Abram. Are you kidding me?
My goodness.
They're the guys. I'm in some of these.
That's like your man crush.
Yeah. I'm in some of these, forums on Facebook and stuff where these pro builder guys talk, you know, ask questions, give insights. And when they were talking about Tommy and Norm being here, all respect.
Yes.
And these guys are the hardcore dudes who build your house, like the people who work at Home Advisor.
Yeah.
With Home Advisor.
That's how you
say.
Find awesome people.
Yeah.
You know, the whole story about how Norm got to be on this old house?
Yeah, the accidental
He was building, was it a barn or something at Rushmore Ash's property?
Yeah.
And Russ came out and he was like, that's the neatest pile of trash I've ever seen. The least amount of waste I've ever seen anyone build. And he's been involved with this old house since, 1979?
Since
the beginning.
Ever since.
So, you know, that just tells you, be tidy. People will hire you for other things. And
clean is good.
Clean is good?
I treat it like a sport.
Yeah?
Yes. I've got to treat it like a sport. And you see, and for example, I'm serious about that. You don't see guys... like, for the example, the Super Bowl that everybody's going to watch, they're dialed in. No wasted energy, no wasted motions.
Are you saying the people watching or the actual Super Bowlarians?
They could be called Super Bowlarians. They could be.
They could be.
They could be.
Yeah.
Kayleen McCabe from DIY Network is going
to
be here, too.
I think we have to go.
I think we should go.
I think we should. We have to go to a little break because that's what we're supposed to do, but we'll be back. And we will be talking about more awesome stuff from the International Builders Show.
Right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Woo!
Also free beer. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Woohoo! You are podcasting. Wow!
Broadcasting right here from Home Advisor's rockin' bar booth here at the Design Construction Week International Builder Show.
It's a party here at Home Advisor,
and
there are so many construction and design professionals that are getting their on here. There's a long line to get into the booth.
But
like,
really, what
you,
Home
you
Advisor...
You need to have, like, some velvet ropes or something, you know? You need to have someone, like...
I got to shake it off. Okay, I'm back.
Like, there's
I'm
a
back
guy.
In.
Are you on the list?
I think you're making her uncomfortable.
Who? Everyone?
Our guest, Brooke from Home Advisor.
I don't think so.
I'm not uncomfortable. I put that on the list for next year already.
All right, let me jot that down. Yeah.
Velvet rope.
I'm going to get that for my kitchen.
They would be orange velvet ropes, though.
Orange velvet rope.
Of
a bouncer.
Yes. Ooh, you need someone
with
very
the, with
studly.
The earpiece.
With the earpiece.
You got to have, like, NFL size, too, right?
Yes.
You know? Or, like,
yes.
Some Samoan dude. Yeah. Yeah. We'll work on that.
A Samoan dude?
Yeah, those guys are big.
Where do you go? Where do you go to find a Samoan dude?
Samoa.
Okay.
Brooke Gabbert, thank you for joining us.
I'm going to have to keep drinking more of this to keep up with you.
It's espresso. You'll be in the express lane.
I am in the express lane. I'm
my home
advisor.
Do you call it espresso?
It's espresso. It's pretty serious, too, isn't it?
It's serious.
Yeah, it is. I've had a couple of sips.
It's going right to my head. But this is, we're surrounded by builders here at the International Builder Show. For those listening who can't join us, this is like a home show in your town times, no exaggeration, 50?
At least.
Easily.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
There's 175,000 people here this year they're expecting.
175,000?
And if you think about it, too, like the most amazing booth at your local home and garden show is like, meh, here.
Yeah. That's
like these booths are incredibly ginormous. The furniture, I mean, is
gorgeous.
You know, look at the flooring here.
Yeah.
I was just, like, marveling about how gorgeous it looks.
By the way, are you using this when you're done?
No, you can have it.
Because I could get this in my checked bag.
You might want to lift it up and see.
Yeah, this is highly used right away. The dust bunnies are gigantic.
I think it's just vinyl.
They're dust
I don't know.
Dogs by the end. I understand.
Well, okay, so
but,
you guys...
But my whole segue... I had a segue.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited about something.
Oh,
I saw
so now
some
I
slides
to...
earlier today about this new thing that you guys have that I was totally perplexed about. Like, I didn't understand it. About how, like, you can find... How you can basically do that thing that you can find a person that's nearby you
Tinder?
To date. Yes.
Yes.
Like, no, yes, no, yes, no. But you could do that for a contractor. My head exploded.
Similar, yes. So we're launching this year Instant Connect and Instant Booking. Ability to instantly connect with your contractor via phone or book an appointment on our website. Our biggest complaint from both homeowners and professionals is connectivity. The pros can't get the homeowners on the phone. The homeowners can't get the pros to call them back. We're solving all that with our technology. All wrapped up in a very simple process for both homeowners and professionals.
So what blows my mind about this, too, is that contractors put their schedule in there so you
yes.
can actually get on their count, like you know when they're busy on their calendar. Like on your phone, you have a calendar because I sync it with mine so that I know what you're doing at all times.
I'm busy that day, but yeah, okay, go
but
ahead.
But imagine like... It's in this database, whatever this thing is.
I have
and
a call at 2 on
you
Thursday.
Don't know, knows I, that you like to build decks and knows you're not doing anything that week and that, like, they want to hire you to, like, that blows my mind.
Oh, Teresa yes. is schedule.
Like,
right.
how that happens?
Yeah, so yeah. we integrate with your personal calendar and updates and you get right on there. I want to have an appointment at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Syncs right with your calendar.
It blows my mind.
So it pops up. So let's go from the homeowner side. Homeowner, plumbing problem, making it up.
Yes.
Calls XYZ Plumbing at Home Advisor.
Yes.
Online.
Online.
Calls them online.
Calls them online.
That's how I do. I do it like the Matrix. So there's an old phone. So
rotary dials in.
Yes, it rotary dials. So that's how I do it. I'm in the Matrix 4 unloaded. Anyway, calls online. And
yes.
then the contractor at some point in the day picks up whatever he keeps his calendar on, or she
mm-hmm.
keeps her calendar on. Oh, Mrs. Jones down on Elm Street has a thing. Why don't you go there?
O'clock. Yep. It'll pop up a notification for that pro that says, Mrs. Jones just scheduled an appointment with you at 5 o'clock. If you need to change it, contact her. But otherwise, it's right in your calendar, and Mrs. Jones is expecting you at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so
wow.
the other thing that I love about this, Mark, is that you guys pre-screen everyone, and the reviews are done by people that have actually hired the people.
Yes.
But that if someone takes the time to have their calendar sync up, and is that organized that they have an electronic calendar?
Yes.
Means that you're already eliminating all of the people that have the truck that looks like it exploded on itself and has, like,
yep.
you know, wrappers from every single place that they've ever eaten inside of it.
Yes.
Like, you're already eliminating all those disorganized people that probably might not show up on time.
Yes. Potentially, that's what the goal is and the hope is, that you're getting that pro that's going to take it seriously.
Yes. Like the super pro.
And the super pro. Home Advisor, where you find the super pros. It's our new tagline.
Where's my cape?
You see the house out there, and you know that the signal is beeping in the distance.
You have
you
to
go
stand
out
like
there.
This when you're a super pro.
We do the signal our logo up in the sky, and
super
pros
they go
up.
Out. Amazing.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, technology.
Joe,
is that Chris Terrell that does that?
Yes.
He does the super pro thing. He
Chris
does a little translate.
Super pro,
yeah.
Yes.
He called me to ask
That's
for help.
That's why he's not
with the
here
algorithm.
Today. He got called away on the in the line of duty.
Yeah.
Gosh.
He's so dedicated.
So clearly, there's a light that he doesn't get an alert on his calendar. It's
no,
a light that
it's
shines
light in
into
the sky.
The sky.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. What else you want to talk about? Because I don't know where you segue from light in the sky and...
It was just his bash line. We can't go anywhere from here.
Well, so you guys are starting out in Denver.
Yes,
and
we're
then you're going to be...
No, we'll roll out nationwide as we learn from what happens in Denver, and we'll roll out nationwide.
I kind of have to say that I like that it goes that way. So we're not here saying, hey, guess what? This is fantastic. It's flawless, and it always works for everybody. And then it doesn't.
Yes.
You know, like you're taking the time with the homeowner's time and the contractor's time to do a soft launch so that it can work, and then it's awesome for everybody.
Well, and that's the thing with technology is you have that ability. If we don't see something that's not going right, we'll rewrite some code and push it out and fix it.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. Because I know, even from being a contractor, and it just happened last week, called an electrician that I hadn't used before. My guy was busy, et cetera, et cetera. So I called someone who threw a reference. Hey, come by. All right, he came by. He went through everything he needed to do except giving me a price. Guess who doesn't have the job? He
it's a sad story.
Doesn't
it's
have
a
the
sad
job
story.
Because he
that
didn't,
happens too often.
He didn't follow through.
So, yes. So you want to find a super pro at Home Advisor.
Yeah, why weren't you going to Home Advisor?
Because I knew the guy.
He thought he knew the guy.
I thought I knew the guy.
Yeah. You know, men, they just don't listen to their wives sometimes.
Get on your rotary phone, dial up Home Advisor.
See, the thing about the rotary phone is that you have time to think about what you're going to be saying because it has to tickle back when you get on the phone. It gives you that meditative moment instead of just pushing someone's name on a
I don't know what
device.
You're talking about. I'm too young.
He ages in reverse.
As
Pro.
Yes, I'm Benjamin Button of Home Improvement. Home Improvement.
I was going to say you looked younger than the last time I saw you.
Thank you. Someone deliver her $20 on a silver platter, please, immediately.
But I want to thank you on behalf of everyone that is enjoying the libations here at the Home Advisor booth. Because, like, I don't know. There's, like, 30 people in line right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a good
crazy.
Crowd. It's
awesome.
A great crowd.
I think they probably want to listen to some music soon.
They do.
Should
they
do
want.
That?
They want to listen to John Valerian about the minute we have left.
Brooke. Do you have a song that you love? And we'll put John on the spot.
He can do anything. I heard some Rihanna earlier.
Really?
Ask him some Mozart.
Oh.
How
can
about
you do?
Some Johnny Cash?
Oh, he can do that.
He's in all black. So
I think that's
cool. A nice segue there.
Yeah,
right?
That is. That's very, very, very true. Johnny Cash. We actually. What is that song?
Down, down, down. Burning ring.
No,
oh,
no, no,
no.
No,
our favorite wedding song.
Yeah.
Which is also Down Into the Ring.
Yeah, one
of
our favorite songs is, what is it?
If I was a
carpenter
and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway?
Would you have my baby?
Who feels awkward? All the hands in the entire place, 175,000 people. My work is done here.
It's an awesome song for anyone who's in a relationship with a carpenter. You'll totally relate to it. Yeah, and I am, actually.
Brooke from Home Advisor, thank you for having us here.
Thanks, guys. Always great to talk to you.
We have a great show coming up, so you can't go anywhere because you don't have to go anywhere anymore.
Yeah, because I'm stuck here.
Nobody else can go anywhere either. Kayleen McCabe, you're coming up next, I think. DIY Network.
Yay! I don't know.
Get us out of here, John Valerio.
Rebuilding together. Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
I won't scream it.
You know how we do.
We're doing our thing here at the Home Advisor booth.
Yeah.
At the, they call it the DCW.
Yeah, it is the
DCW. That's Western
DCW.
Talk.
Not everybody knows about
that's
that.
That's Western talk.
It's really kind of,
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got our friend here.
Yeah, we're at Home Advisor.
And her
name. We're chilling. It's like an awesome party. We got invited to an awesome party.
Finally.
They invited us.
We're part of the VIP crowd now.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You know.
Woo-hoo.
Her name's Kayleen McCabe, everybody.
Kayleen McCabe.
She's on the Do-It-Yourself Network.
2009 Stud Finder. I always like saying that, too, because, you know.
She just likes saying it.
No, it's, you know, boys always think they're studs. But you know what? Girls can be studs, too.
Yes. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And not even be called a studette. I can just be a stud.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm
you don't have to
that.
Be a studette.
No. No.
Be studded.
Studded, yeah. Studette.
Maybe you've met Home Improvement Man.
Oh, Lord.
Who? Home Improvement Man.
Who is Home Improvement
Man?
He made an appearance at the last segment.
I don't know him.
The
I don't.
Faraway stare.
Can we mute Mark for a little bit?
All right, Kayleen McCabe. Kayleen McCabe, DIY Network.
Okay.
Rescue Renovation. You've got all kinds of different things that you do. You set up grill demonstrations. Is that right?
I set up actually booths for grill companies to do demonstrations in. I have built the booths, trade show booths for companies.
That's right.
You're
that's
a booth
right.
babe in a whole different kind of way.
Yeah, it was a great challenge as far as building. I had to build an outdoor kitchen that a group of people who would never use tools before could put together, and I used one size bolt.
What?
Yeah, I built it so they could eventually put it together themselves.
Oh, wow.
And put it up like a trade show booth. So
one size bolt means one size wrench, so that then when they lose the one wrench,
yes,
you've got 10 other wrenches.
Exactly.
Question.
Of the same size.
Same size. Easy.
That's genius.
Question.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to move your microphone a little closer to your... Yeah. No. Kayleen.
Question.
That's
so
tech.
You
that's
basically
tech
like made like a Lego kit.
It's exactly it.
Yeah.
A little Tetris, and then I had to put it into crates so it could be shipped across the country. So there were limitations on the whole thing.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, because
so
it has to be delivered.
A certain modularization.
Yeah. It was a fun, like, logic problem.
Right.
Puzzle, you know?
Yeah.
But you're, like, modular girl, though. Like, you were talking the last time I saw you about the modular, like, things to put your clothes in to then put in the truck. And I saw that you built a lumber rack that looks a lot like the one that we have.
Inspired by you. Well, I don't know if you knew this, but growing up, I was going to marry Optimus Prime at Putt-Putt Golf. So transforming things is clearly in my blood.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But the lumber rack, Mark, really, you were inspired from yours, too. And I got the Craig Foreman. So I just wanted to play with pocket holes and made...
You pocket hole the whole thing?
Whole thing. Whole
you
thing with the HD
screws. You are hyper geek.
Oh, super nerd. I could put a semi-truck on that lumber rack now. It's awesome. And in fact, I finished it. It's 10 feet long. As soon as I finished it, I was like, ugh, should have built 12. But then I'm like, well, if I build 12, then I'm going to need a bigger shop because the wood...
Because
like,
then you can't, right.
Yeah, because I have a wood-burning fireplace in my wood shop, and so I can't have the lumber rack actually too close to said... fire source.
Yeah.
I understand where you're actually considering the risk of burning the place down
right.
for storage. I understand that's a legitimate concern.
Such a tough balance.
Yeah.
So do you just use wood from like projects or do you like split, do you use an axe? Do you split wood?
You know, I've built furniture out of like super raw lumber and then modified it.
Seen it. It's actually really nice.
Thank you. It's hard work. Power tools make things faster. Like, but it is nice when you're able to get things in a non-denominal size.
Yeah.
So that's pleasant. But
you got like 8-quarter, you know, just hunk of slab.
Yeah.
Of,
yeah.
I want something wider or thicker, and so I will modify it. I'll get live edge product and then put my own straight edge on it and start to go from there. But actually, like cutting down a tree, that's on my next project. I actually want to build something out of a whole tree and a root ball. But
you know, Mark actually
a tree and a root ball.
I want to build a sink out of like the root ball from a tree. It's so insane.
You built that cradle for Alexis out of a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I cut down a tree and I milled it with a chainsaw in my garage.
You're so manly. Already know.
Almost.
I am having a child. I will cut down trees.
I will kill plants.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Go for
it. I had to cut the tree down anyway. It was my job.
Oh.
To cut the tree down. I was removing a tree as part of a project where, like here at Home Advisor, contractors provide a service to a homeowner for remuneration.
This sounds like he's talking himself up, Teresa. I'm sorry.
I didn't just go cut a tree down.
As your internet wife, I'm
like,
come on.
Sort of, you know, sing a happy song.
Just sing a happy song. So you've answered all my one question that I wrote down.
Because we just hang out.
Cool.
That's what it was. I wanted to see you guys and hang out.
Yeah.
Tools.
What is it?
My question is tools. ..
Go.
Okay, for real, that pocket hole. The Foreman is a game changer. The HD screws to be able to do that into a 2x4. I went through 150 screws in that lumber rack, so that's one.
Right.
I finally just hooked up all my tools to a full-time dust containment system, too. So that's, like, tool-ish, but it's nice now.
No, that's tool-ish.
It is, yeah. So,
yeah.
And also, I just built the workbench. You have to come and hang out in the shop. I have 70 linear feet of countertop space. It's
just going to have to say, I got to interrupt you.
You know what?
Be a line moving forward where you're close to it. Once you go over, I then toggle back into jealousy. And the relationship, the dynamic changes because I'm forced to hate you.
Well, it's really, don't hate me in my 600 square foot shop or 1600. So terrible.
But we need to go visit.
Share.
You guys can.
Let's go.
Yeah. You know, we can all, and then I'll kind of fade over here and bake you a cake while you guys finish being crazy. And then, you know, I'll jump back in again.
Then we'll do home improvement, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I want to do, and this isn't like loser glomming on. The whole build the grill thing, I love that crap.
I would totally
do that with you if you need an extra set of hands.
Yeah.
You've got two, and they all have the...
Bring them out.
Got all the fingers.
They're right here.
That's the best kind of
really
carpenter.
They're really rough, too. They're not, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll geek out on gloves with you, on tools with you. Gorilla Grip gloves that we wear.
What?
These, you will love, love them.
No.
No, they're
awesome.
They have
gloves?
You can tie your shoes with them.
Are they here?
You can answer your phone with them.
I have no idea. But yeah, you can actually really, and they're not big, like, you know, gloves can.
More like a latex glove with
the. Yeah.
But it's not
more than that.
It's not that, like, super thick layer of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're pretty
awesome. They call
those
something, like, they're dipped in rubber.
Yeah.
It's not, they've got a coating on them, so they're grippy, but. They have what I call, here we go.
Oh, Lord.
Home Advisor Tool Review, take one. They have the grip and slip that I like. So those rubber ones, right, you feel like you grab a tool.
Yeah.
And you can't let go of it.
Uh-huh.
This you can let go. Like you take a shovel and, you know, slide it through your hand or readjust your grip on a tool.
Brilliant.
They're awesome.
I'm going to check them out.
They cost $5.
What? Double what? Huh, come on.
Buy 10 pair.
They're coming up with some awesome stuff. And, you know, I don't work with them either. Their brand is expanding in some really smart ways. Like, bravo.
Yeah. Amazing
really smart
stuff.
One other company you got to check out, GRX Fasteners. Do you ever use them for screws? They have like
I know
the,
who they are. No is the answer.
Torx head. They're amazing. They have a screw now that you can set doors and it'll self-adjust. Those are the same thing for windows. It's hard to explain. It's like a two-sided screw, and you put one half in, and you can actually screw and unscrew this, so you can level and adjust your windows and doors with a screw instead of a shim.
So that's what I was going
I'm confused. We have to try this.
So you use it like a shim instead of a shim.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
It is a
two-sided screw.
A screw that acts as a fastener and a shimmer. It's a dual screw purpose or something.
That's kind of really amazing.
So you've seen that just here outside of the Home Advisor booth at the Builder Show?
Yeah.
Or is this a bigger cut from the Kayleen McCabe builder life?
They're here at the show, and they're a brand that I like as far as what they're doing is innovative. So I was a little familiar with it, but when I saw it in person, it was like, what? Come on. Do you know how easy it's going to be to do windows and doors now? Pete's sake. Ugh. People are never going to do it the same again. The shim industry is going to go out of business.
Yeah, no one will ever use a wood shim again.
We should be careful. The shim mafia might be close.
They totally could
would
be
they?
Here, but you don't even know what they look like because they're so
they're
really,
yeah.
Got a shim from both sides.
Shimmy.
Shim from both
and
sides.
And now you won't
so
have to do that. Imagine now if you're on a third story installing a window, how are you going to do it from the outside?
I just throw them up at the thing and hope they hit.
Oh, because he's master carpenter. Carpenter man?
Yeah, I can jump shot that.
Yeah, he's an athletic carpenter, so like...
I mean, it's pretty good. It's not to be a pain about it, but that was a lame pun. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, God, yes, that was horrifying.
Oh, that was so bad.
That was bad. I'll change the subject.
So I want to change the subject because, you know, talking about tools and stuff, something that I haven't been able to get over since the last time that I spent time with you was when we were at the remodeling show and all those boys were competing to, you know,
drive the nail?
Hand drive.
Yes, how many they could do. And what was it, 30 seconds or a minute or something that we gave them?
Yes.
And, like, a lot of guys, I was, like, blown away, 50 or whatever. And then those, remember those young boys that came by? They were, like, 20-ish years old?
Yes.
And they were, they could do, like, 4.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I was like, how can I do more than you? Like, what? You should be, like, practicing all kinds of stuff. Or, you know what, it should be like paint the fence. Even though you don't have to be nailing every day, it should be something you have to do as part of, like, sweeping the floor or whatever, the stuff that you have to do.
It's hand-eye coordination creating. It's when you are doing any sort of chore, you are putting muscle memories in so you know how to see and judge things. And so people who are spending a lot of time on this texting.
This isn't the same thing?
No, they're not getting hand-eye coordination. I know. Well, if you're really good at Angry Birds, maybe it is. But
seriously, yeah. Angry Birds is a sport.
Addicting, yes. Yeah. But so I think that was just an example on how bad we are with the trades because this generation, I'm part of it, and beneath, don't have hand-eye coordination. They can't do simple things.
So you just spoke at a graduation.
I was a commencement speaker for a graduation.
I hereby profess that you are now free.
Was it like that? No, and I wanted like robes and fancy stuff. But
you wore a dress.
Yeah, I did.
I was excited to see you in a dress.
I did like eyeliner, too.
Yeah, you were gorgeous, hot stuff. My internet wife was pretty hot that day.
Thank you.
3.5-inch angle Sherline brush.
You know what? I used to paint my nails with Sharpies, but it's stained, so don't do that, by the way. Okay, FYI.
Duly noted, Kayleen McCabe.
But back
duly,
to the school.
Duly noted.
Yes.
All right, so it's a trade school in the high school program where these kids can choose to go, and they're being trained on how to build a house from the ground up, hands-on. They're not, like, just books. It's half and half. One campus, kids actually live at the campus and then are working for eight hours and then do schoolwork for 4 hours. And
okay.
So they're getting, like, how to be an adult and function in the real world and then actually build, and they are sharp. These kids are on top of it. And they were all the dropouts or the...
Sure.
And these kids made eye contact. They're drug-free. They look professional. They're verbally able to communicate with adults, work in the real world. And I was like, you guys just got the golden ticket. That's what happened. Yes.
So there's, like, fantasy baseball camps, and there's, like, the Richard Petty driving school and all that. Why isn't there something like that? Like, you know, the fantasy builder thing experience that you go off to do. You know what I mean? Why
like a dude ranch for construction?
For dudes.
There is.
There sort of is.
I mean, you did that, like, make the... What is it, the
Craftsman
vacation?
Does the make-cation, which is kind of like
but
that.
But it was
you'd
for, like,
out.
Media
what?
People.
You'd freak out, yeah.
Like a weekend of, like, making a trebuchet and stuff.
No, there is a there's actually a thing in L.A., and you can join, like, a gym membership, but it's for a place where you can go and do crafts. Maybe you want to weld. Maybe you want to cut stuff.
They do have this, Teresa. She's right. They're makerspaces.
Makerspaces. Yeah, you went to one in Boston or something.
Wood shops, metal shops. There's instruction there.
I want to go there.
In the minute we have left.
Yeah,
I am going
to
be going to school, so you guys can check out my website to see what it's like for me to go back to trade school. So
get out.
I will have more information on that later. Yes.
That's awesome, Kayleen.
I'm going to go to school. Why not? I need to learn this stuff better.
That is awesome.
I want to teach it, and so I want to show people that if I can do it and go to school, all the girls can do it too.
Oh, yes,
anybody
they can.
Anybody can.
Yes, they
and
can.
And so that's, yeah. You want to come to school with me?
High school? I would love that. 16 centers, rise and run, dead end left, cope right. What else can we talk about? Maybe I shall teach
it's hip
class.
To be square, Mark.
Home improvement, Max.
That is so awesome. Where do you start?
You to build a radius staircase Semester. Out of logs.
She's matriculating soon, guys.
I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty sure we have to matriculate right into a break.
Still a huge line at the Home Advisor booth.
We're here. We want you to stay here. Be here with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Kayleen, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you can't leave, by the way, regardless of your appointments and schedules. We'll be back before my Fix It Up live from the Home Advisor booth at the Design Construction Week.
Are we ready, everyone?
Who's ready for an interview? I bet everyone is. And that answer is yes.
I'm ready.
I just want to get a thumbs up from Tara. Are we good?
Are we good to go?
Oh, we're good.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about stuff, you know, like biking and whatever. So, Joe.
So, Joe Arvin, celebrity
Joe
Arvin. Chef. Now, yes. Just something. Hey, Joe from the aisle. Sit down.
No,
tell me everything you know about Viking Race.
He's a very important chef. He's here with Viking.
V-I-C.
And I'm sure that you are cooking up magical wonders over there that everyone is delighting in. So what are you making today?
We're playing with an oven. We get to work with what's called the world's fastest oven. I'm the almost famous chef that gets to present it today. I have people looking at me like, I think I know that guy. I'm like, yeah, I'm that dude, the guy that was on Big Brother.
Yes.
That's me. But we're really, it's really cool today because we get to work with something that no one's ever seen. It's a technology, world's fastest oven. But what I mean by that is it has a patent where it actually blows wind speeds of up to 60 miles per hour inside of an oven.
What?
And then just burst of microwaves. So I can cook a chocolate souffle in 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
How long does that usually take?
20.
Okay.
I can do a 12-pound turkey that would take 4 hours and 40 minutes.
So the souffle
is psychotic.
The souffle is
It's mind-boggling.
How long does it take to mix up for a souffle?
It would probably take almost an hour to make a souffle.
No, but to actually prepare all the ingredients and get it all ready to
put
it in the
oven. The whole
souffle. Yeah,
yeah.
To put in
everything.
If you were
making it at your house.
Yeah.
If we were making it at the house, I mean, an hour.
2 minutes.
2 minutes to bake.
To bake it.
I'm not when it goes in the oven.
Make the food
if
for
I put it. I can tell that she has not been in a kitchen very much.
I understand. My mind is blown, though, because that doesn't make any sense. 2 minutes. Like cookies.
It's hard
like
to wrap.
Cookies,
it's hard to wrap your mind.
You just, like,
okay,
open the oven and shut it.
We've been baking
like,
cookies.
You're like,
run! Cookies are done!
Is there, like, a conveyor belt? You put the dough in and it comes back out cooked?
We are a little. I'm baking over there. We're doing cookies in a minute. 1 minute. 1 minute, they're done.
Do you have to preheat it?
If you're making
you do have to preheat it, but once it's preheated, it's done. It's done for the day. So you preheat it in 5 minutes, it's done for the day. It's running,
okay,
done for the day.
So my mind is blown right
stand
now.
Stand up. All
right. Because last year we went to the Old Sturbridge Village. And
Old Sturbridge Village in Massachusetts.
Yes, it's a
period place from like the 1700s,
yeah,
1800s.
Yeah.
And so back in the day when the woman would put her arm inside and count, and it'd be like a 12 count, she knew that it was ready to bake the bread.
Yeah.
Okay, so
don't
the cookie
stick your
is done before you
don't stick your arm in this oven. I'm thinking maybe you could explode.
I mean, it's like, yes,
60 mile an hour winds in an oven in a chamber. It's pretty crazy.
Okay, is this something you can buy now, or is this like being shown?
This right here is a thing that we're showing. It's going to be available in March. It's in production right now. In March, it will be a residential oven, and it's been in commercial kitchens for years, so it's tested. It's proven not to kill you.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows what it is. I mean, it really is a technology thing. And what's cool about it is we've all cooked in a microwave. We've all had successes, but we've all drank food. The cool part about a wind is you're searing it. As a chef, we know what it is. You sear a piece of meat, locks in the juices.
Okay.
So that high heat and wind locks it in. Just a little bit of pulse of microwave, so you're still eating something that's amazing. I can do a rack of lamb in here. I'm not talking chicken nuggets. A chicken nuggets cook is in 30 seconds in here. But a rack of lamb, a Chateaubriand, I can do it inside of this turbo.
I'm not moving as fast as you are. 60 mile an hour wind in here is just straight through.
I don't even understand.
It blows your mind. It blows your mind.
So when you're cooking a piece of meat in there,
yep,
the fact that it gets so hot so fast on the outside enables it to cook properly.
Absolutely.
In there, because it then cooks slower or at the right pace inside the sear.
Yeah, as a chef or someone will tell you, after you cook a protein, beef, you would actually take it off and let it rest, because if you cut it immediately, the proteins, all the juice would run out, right?
Right.
Well, because you're now cooking at such a high speed, you don't even have to let it rest. You can bring it straight out and cut it, and you're eating steak. It's an amazing technology.
So does it broil? Do you bake and broil and like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, it's the wind. I mean, let's just the technology is the wind.
Okay.
The wind tunnel and the burst of microwave, but it can add in different elements of heat if you want. But that's the cool part. I walk up to it this morning and it has a cookbook in it. So when you walk up, you just tell it. I want
not probably paper.
You touch.
That would not last.
Made out of titanium.
It's titanium.
Made out of space.
They're like tablets that come out.
Yeah. You can touch. I mean, literally.
So, like there's like a readout or something. It tells you what.
Citrus marinated shrimp. Touch it. Ciabatta ham sandwich. Touch it. Minute 15. You know, anything. You go up. You touch it. Close the oven. Open the door and it's ready.
Now,
shut off?
Yes. Shuts off soon.
Instantaneously.
Soon as it's done.
Soon
it's pretty
cool. Soon as it's
cool.
done, it shuts off.
Shuts off.
So it's not hot anymore.
It's beep and it's ready. Oh, it's hot.
It's still hot. So the
you better have
go
a glove.
In a minute, you got to get them out.
You got to get them out.
Okay.
Yeah, you
okay,
got to get
right.
it out.
Right.
Yeah,
it does go back to room temperature.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be putting your hand in there.
I'm just thinking about like that I Love Lucy thing where she's putting all the chocolate, like the conveyor belt, like trying to be able to make. Because the thing is that cookies take like 8 minutes or whatever to make. Regularly,
eight to, yeah.
You know, and then so that's enough time to then, you know, get another thing ready to put in. It's nice and leisurely. But it'd be like the I Love Lucy thing where you're like trying to, like, you're trying to make all the cookies.
You don't have time to do anything.
I know.
You better be ready to eat when you fire this thing up.
So you're here with Vikings.
No leisurely time.
Showing off the USS Trident of ovens. But what kind of chef are you in your real life outside of this trade show here at the Home Advisor DCW?
Yeah, I've actually made a life out of cooking all across the country at trade shows. The great thing about what I say being almost famous, I'm doing the cooking shows, the Chops of the World, the Taste. I was just on the Taste with Anthony Bourdain. What comes with that is these gigs. You know, you get gigs, and I'm traveling the country.
Right.
I had a restaurant. I went from doing that to now I'm cooking for companies, for Viking. I show up and I do demos for them at these trade shows, and I create recipes for their equipment. And it's one of the coolest things a chef could ever get. I enjoy
that's
this
fun.
Gig.
How fun is it that you get to use like the newest and coolest the craziest stuff? Like, do you get
absolutely.
To use like you know, where they are like testing different products out, the prototypes? You get to actually use prototypes.
I was actually
you're
in Greenwood, Mississippi.
You're like 50 miles an hour. No good.
Can we go and get a 60? Somebody said today, how fast does it go to 0 and 60?
Wow.
I'm like, you know, what's it run?
So we do stuff live, too. Like, we kind of get it. So not making fun and not trying to take a stab at any equipment. But have you had one where, like, something didn't show up? Like, the ingredients, you're going to make X, and you get ingredients 1 through 8 out of 10. You're like, well, there are 500 people here. What am I going to do now?
I think it's one of the most exciting things about the job. I have showed up, as an example, Chicago, the National Restaurant Show. I came up, did not have product. I always say, in this job, you better make darn well sure you got a backup plan. Because, stuff's coming, FedEx and boxes. It's
you
coming
can't
from
go
different
to the
parts.
Store.
I can't run and jump. We called in this business, someone asked me a question, what do you do? You make it happen. You start asking people, you start running to competitors. You start running, I need some help, brother.
I need to
save a man.
Can you spare asparagus?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to like the, you know, and get, like, because what is there at a trade show to actually use? You can get a bag of chips, get some pizza, a hot dog.
One time we didn't even have water, and I literally went to the trade show guy, and I had to buy bottles of water from the concession stand at $3 a bottle. I had to buy 60 because I needed water for the day. They didn't even give me a discount.
That's an investment in water.
That is fantastic.
So you never know what you're going to get.
Do you do
never.
Twitter and Facebook and that
absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely.
What is it?
We follow him.
Give us the stuff.
Yeah, it's at Joe Arvin's my Twitter. I'm on Instagram as well, at Chef Arvin BB14. And, of course, my brand myself is Mad Love Cooking. Mad Love Cooking that's what we are on Facebook. I have a food truck in Chicago, and it's all Mad Love Cooking.
You can follow him around all these trade shows with food and water and sell it to him, and you'll make lots of money.
Try this Viking Professional Turbo Oven. I'm telling you, it's the next wild thing coming to kitchen.
Well, you're invited to the next cookout we have that's called
Come on over.
6400.
You're
in.
Go
Let's
to break.
Do it. Let's do it.
We'll be back in just a minute with more from the Home Advisor booth at the International Builder Show. Stay with us.
Let's do it.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
We are here in Vegas.
Vegas.
And we are sitting with double mic'd.
Double mic.
Two mics. Two Mike Tyler.
Woohoo! Two Mike
Tyler. What's going on?
That's your rap name now.
No, that's a hashtag.
That's horrible.
Two Mike Tyler.
That's horrible.
Oh.
You know what? It's, you've got the ESPN mic, though.
You do.
Like, that's the, you know, it's right close to
your cheek. It's very weird
cheek.
And official looking, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
It kind of almost looks like a candy, like you want to, like it's a lollipop or something.
People have been looking at me a little weird as I'm walking over to the bathroom.
Are you a cyborg?
What?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Are you half? You're really good at the robot dance. I don't know. Is he half man, half... What are they making here?
Half man, half designer.
You
Tyler
Whistler,
who was in
Prizzler.
A superhero issue of...
Oh,
were you guys talking about Huff?
We were enjoying it because Kayleen
McCabe, who you were talking with.
She was here somewhere.
My cover mate.
And she just saw it for the first time.
I know, which is unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But that's awesome that she saw it here with you.
Yes.
Okay, so Tyler, HGTV design star and fabulous designer.
And
we follow
Mike,
you.
To Mike, Tyler is, I couldn't get the two names now, Mike and Tyler. It doesn't matter. You're here with Kohler. That's why you have two microphones.
Yes, I am here with Kohler.
Giving presentation.
Tell us. What's the scoop?
Every hour.
Giant booth. What's the coolest thing there?
Yeah, can you even find your way in there?
It's a city. It is a small city within this
Are
massive
you like,
structure.
Ed Del Grande, please help me. Help me.
I have to say we are having the best time because we have Bridget from America's Test Kitchen. So every hour, on the hour, we are making something. We are making food,
what?
Like good food. So you should be over there. And then I'm walking through with Ed. And, you know, just talking about the newest, greatest products and innovation from Kohler.
Okay, is he flushing stuff this year?
No, we are not flushing anything because we are actually all about the touchless toilet.
It's all about no touch.
Yep.
No touch.
It's all about hygiene. And you guys have kids.
Yeah.
So you know about hygiene issues and problems.
Yes,
I've got
they touch everything.
I've got a 9-year-old with bad aim, so I know about these things.
And this word called soap.
And alcohol wipes. And
it is seriously like borderline abusive wrestling match. No, you soap. You soap. Leave the water on. No,
well,
on. No, off. On. God.
Our little guy, when he first started using the potty, he wanted to have the same kind of arc as his father, so he would take the stool
the
for...
The same arc?
Yes. So he would take the stool from the sink to wash hands over to the toilet to get on it so that he would have...
So he'd have the proper height.
I can't even.
Yeah.
Just saying.
He made that up all on his own, you know?
He did.
There's like arc envy, I guess, at our house.
I don't know
he nailed
what it.
Is. Nailed it.
But you, I have to say this, though, egregiously ham-handed segue, by the way. We follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The stuff
sometimes
you post
around New York too,
on
just you don't know it
is freaking awesome. Like your design ethos, the bedrooms that you post,
oh
the
God.
Suites that you post.
Oh God.
Dark wood.
Oh God.
Very, very. Well, I love them. I mean, other stuff.
Yes,
like,
I have to say that
you
are one
you know,
of the most energetic comment people.
Yes.
Commenters.
I'm actually a commentator.
Commentators. Whatever.
Commenter.
I have to say that you were very vigorous with your wordage.
Yeah.
On my Facebook page,
which
I appreciate. And you know, all those images are coming off of Pinterest, and Pinterest is the most amazing source. That's why I've become an official pinfluencer.
What?
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Excuse me.
Pinfluencer. Hashtag pinfluencer. Me.
All right.
Somebody get me my
now,
phone.
No, you used to be. What was it?
I don't have a. I got to jot that down. Can someone give me an analog ballpoint pen, please?
A tastemaker. Weren't you like a tastemaker for
still
somebody?
I'm a tastemaker.
Okay, and now you're...
I'm just adding stuff, Steph.
You added pinfluencer.
It's official.
You know, if you put that on your resume, you were like a job, like a office job, and they scanned them, and would they be like, beep, 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 like
it
made
come
up
out
word,
the side.
Made up word, made yeah. up word.
You know
I
what,
don't understand.
But don't you agree that Pinterest has actually changed the way that... designers, contractors, everybody sort of views the world because we have this scrapbook of amazingness at our fingertips that we can store, share,
yes.
and be inspired by. I have been blown away with it, especially because I rejected it when it first came out. I didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It was difficult to get excited about sharing all that stuff and looking at it, but it makes sense. Because, you know, we used to do the tear-outs and stuff and collect, like, in file folders and do things. And now it's, like, all electronic. Like, the images. It's crazy.
Yeah. How
beautiful.
In the minute we have left.
Oh, Lord.
Remember.
You have to run.
You have to go.
Literally.
Literally.
Do people then say, oh, I saw this on Pinterest. Can I now have this vastly unreasonable?
Well, you know, then that's where your expertise comes into play. I mean, you know, they're looking at a square room and they've got a circular room, and they're like, yeah. Can I have this? Well, no, you can't have this, but we can make that happen. You know, it's the perfect medium to actually convey ideas and inspiration. And then from there on, the designer has to take the reins and really move forward with it.
Do you ever, like, sort of, you know, tease them a little bit? Like, you know, mess with their minds about, like, what you can and can't do? Like,
when
no!
When did you become an evil scientist?
I want to be an evil scientist.
Their minds.
Yeah.
Pinterest tease.
I know, I'm a Pinterest tease.
Horrible.
You're a Pinterest. What are you, a pin?
Pinfluencer.
Pinfluencer.
Terminator 4, Rise of the
Pinfluencer. Cyborg. He's two Mike Tyler.
And you were talking about bedrooms. I want to make sure that I do a little plug because I have my bedding line that just got launched.
Yes.
I've got a bedding line. Come sleep with Tyler.
Where can we find it?
That's not a bedding line. That's a bad line.
No, that's a good line.
That's a good line.
I know. So where can we buy it? Where can we find it?
If you actually go to my website, we're going to have links to it. But if you actually go to Butterfly Dreams.
Butterfly Dreams?
Butterfly Dreams. They're the ones who actually sponsored me to do the collection with them. So they've already got a hugely successful collection out there. And they asked me to design an exclusive line, just taking it in a completely different direction. And just have at it. So I'm really excited by that, and
can't beat it.
I'm so excited about that. I want to sleep with Tyler.
Well,
platonic.
I'm right here.
Oh, sorry.
I guess that's more of a figurative.
But he's a pinfluencer.
Look,
I don't know. It's like being a sheik or something. I don't know. We have to go. You have to literally run like a mile.
I literally have to run. I've got to go back to the Kohler City.
This show is so big. You have to run like a mile to get to.
Follow him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Yeah. Tyler, get out of here.
But I'm so glad that I got a chance to be with you guys since the last time was at K-Biz in New Orleans. So this only makes sense that we've come full circle.
Yes, Zatarain's.
Zatarain's.
I can't ever, like, think of you without thinking about Zatarain's. I don't know why.
That's horrible.
I know. Isn't it horrible?
It's the longest minute.
Okay, I gotta go.
All right,
okay.
Bye, guys.
Moving on. Tyler, great to see you. Thank you. Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you are here with us in Vegas. I don't know. I want something ominous to happen.
Norm Abram and Tom Silva, this old house. Evidently, you need to have a theme song that's...
Dun, dun, dun.
We need a writer.
Like that. Yeah. You know, every time you show up on set in Massachusetts,
you know,
New Hampshire.
It's like that, intro, the whole, like, coffee thing that happens on the show and the coffee. No.
Where are you?
I'm watching their show now in my mind.
Coffee?
The coffee. There you go.
The beginning of the ass.
The coffee thing.
Yeah. Kevin comes up the stairs and falls and says,
Oh, Kevin.
This is a free Kevin
bashing
zone.
You're such a card.
Why not?
Yeah.
He's not here.
Kevin.
We can get him.
He has to have something in his hand when he comes up to work.
Right.
That is hilarious. So I was just talking about it just a little while ago sitting here about in 1979 when you built, was it a barn for Russ Morash? And it was the neatest pile and the smallest pile of scrap lumber he's ever seen on a job site?
It was just slightly before that, because this old house started in 1979.
Okay.
And I think it was more like 1977, I was building a house in Nantucket for an architect who actually has been on the show several times in the early years. And Russ's wife was a chef at his restaurant, and he'd happened to come by and see the job. And I was also asked to build this workshop, which ultimately became part of the New Yankee Workshop. And as I'm building that, Russ approached me and said, I'm thinking about doing this show about renovating houses. And I was like, what? I don't even know what you really do. What does a TV producer do? What does a director do? I had no exposure to such things.
Why are you talking to me?
Yeah, why are you talking to me? And he is the one who claims that the reason he hired me is because I had the smallest scrap pile he had ever seen. Now, you got to take into account that he's actually Scottish, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so
yeah, yeah, okay.
That has a lot to do with being frugal, and he is a New Englander and a Yankee. So, I don't know. The two things just seem to merge at the right time. Let's leave it at that.
And it's very trendy right now to have, you know, not to have very much waste. Like, everyone's trying to do that. It's, you know, everyone's looking over, you know, trying to talk about how to not have so much waste anymore and all the new laws and everything that are coming up about that. Hello?
Recycle, reclaim.
Yeah, reclaim and everything. Yeah. So trendsetter, Norm Abram, trendsetter.
Well, you know, I think with Tom and the projects we've been doing recently where they do these soft strips and they can resell some of this material to people who might not be able to afford to go to the home center and buy brand new products, but they're perfectly good to be used. That's good, but I still see a problem in new builds. I see new build sites with 30-yard dumpsters sitting in the yard, and
with
I just don't
sheets
get.
Of
I don't get it.
Oh, and have a nervous breakdown. So
yeah,
I saw that.
I see 2x4s 6-7 feet long, 8 feet long, because they have nails in them. They've thrown them away. Give me a break.
Yeah, so we still need
Pull
some improvement there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rule that I was always told was 2 feet or less.
16 inches or less.
16 is where you guys are.
Sure,
well, of course, fire blocking.
Yeah,
so,
fire blocking,
You
need that 14 and a quarter, unless you're doing 2 feet on center, which we never do. But,
right.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing is you get some carpenters who come along and, you know, when I was building and, you know, you kind of figure out the length and so you get minimum waste, but then you have one of your guys decides one day that he's going to take one of the 16-foot 2x10s and cut 12-inch blocks out of it.
Yeah, he needs a piece.
It's like, it's not the way it works.
Do you, like, start to, like, shake a little bit?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we take all the scrap pieces that are 8-10 inches long and we use them in corners for when you put the wallboard together, there's a corner. You need to thicken up the corner so you'll have nailing for your base trim. And it's all wasted material. You put it next to door jamb, so when that baseboard comes in, you have a 2.5 or a 3.5-inch casing. You have a place to nail that, so you can double or triple up the blocking there. It's all wasted. It was going to get thrown away anyway.
And you can even use it on your interior non-bearing partitions for jack studs for the door opening.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
And all these guys are just throwing that out.
It's
they don't know what it
is.
They'll get a couple more. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're not paying for it.
Dad, I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
I steal it out of dumpster.
Yeah.
Why not?
We build
all of our projects out of those dumpsters that you see.
I'm just building a stairway for my son right now, and I just showed Norm the pictures of I got some rough, big, crappy old 2x3x6s that were in a dumpster with big spikes in them. I took them up to my shop, and I trued them up, ran them through my surface planer. It's southern yellow pine. I made handrails out of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous. You pay a fortune for that stuff, and it's thrown away.
Okay, so I need to ask.
We've seen it. We've seen a couple buildings come down in our town. We live in an old town in Pennsylvania. And I've gone by, and it's a 30, 40-yard dumpster just full of, we have Douglas fir.
Oh,
The grain is
tight, straight, strong. Nothing better than Douglas fir for framing.
Yeah. And it's just, I drive by and I can't take on that project.
Where do you store it all?
What am I going to do with it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it is a shame.
Really,
So it happens. Ah, good times, everybody. Good times.
So, you know,
Norm Abram, Tom Silva, this old house, in case you don't know who we're talking to, if you're listening to this, for example.
So one thing that Mark and I have been talking a lot about lately is, like, you know, kids learning how to do stuff with their hands, and that it's okay to actually make stuff and not just be doing this.
Yeah, I agree.
Texting, video games, and all that stuff all day long. So is there, like...
Hold on, I just got an invite to LinkedIn.
Oh, Lord.
Wait a second.
Really?
It's Norm Abram. That's great.
Seriously?
Well, I mean, you got to respond.
Well, and one thing, you know, Mark and I and a lot of people that we know, growing up, we were inspired by you, you know, to build stuff, to make stuff, to spend time on it, to create, to, you know, care about what we're making and everything. And I, you know, I want you guys to be, you know, I want this old house to last for 100 years.
Well,
so
unfortunately,
I don't think
I'm going to last for 100 years.
Yeah, I don't think either one of us is going to last for 100 years.
Just, by the way, in the last couple times that we've talked, I've managed to insult both of you.
Yeah.
Which
You're
is,
getting good at it.
Yeah. I know. It's
Why do we keep coming back?
I don't know. And it's not like I do it to everybody. This is special.
Yeah. Oh, we feel special.
Yeah.
My train of thought
wait a minute.
Is...
There's somebody calling us now. We got to go.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
I just got a text.
We went on a vacation this past year.
Both of you?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, to the same place.
This
poor
time.
Girl.
Except for this time.
Where we worked while we were there.
Oh, okay.
But,
well,
yeah.
Not really. We went to the old Sturbridge Village.
Oh, yeah.
And it was absolutely awesome, amazing. When they pointed out, like, that even, like, the sheep are, like, from the era,
right,
because of the genes and everything, blown away by a place
I'm
like that.
I'm
going to
tell you something about Old Sturbridge, because I've been on the board there for, like, 12 years now. And we just did this thing last week, which was great. You talk about inspiring young kids. We made a partnership with a high school in Connecticut, and these kids are in the – this is a full-blown high school. I went into this place last week. I thought I was walking into a college. I mean, they have robotics. They got 3D printers, this architecture, this agriculture. And we partnered with this school because, as you saw, Old Sturbridge Village is a living museum. We want the people to touch things. Well, you don't want to touch these valuable antiques. So we got these high school kids who we have a partnership with, and they're reproducing pieces from the village, like wheelbarrows, shoemakers' tables.
You've got to be
amazing.
Kidding me.
And
amazing
it's amazing stuff. And they're so happy to do it. So we went there. And then we've also partnered with a couple other sort of folk technical schools, and they're coming in and helping the staff that takes care of the village. I mean, there's 80 historic buildings, 120 buildings altogether, and they've been under the supervision of their teachers reshingling wood roofs, so they save us a little bit of money and they get some experience at the same time. And actually, this high school is in the process of building a timber frame, a miniature timber frame, which is going to be the playhouse for the play area for the young kids.
Oh, no.
And they are like over the top excited about doing this. And I wish we could do that in every high school in the country.
Yeah. These young kids, they're smart, they're talented, and they give them a pat on the back and you tell them how good they are and they want a challenge and they'll do it.
You got to put the tools in their hands.
Yeah.
Once they
exactly
experience it, then you got them, but that's the hard part.
Getting from no tools
right,
to tools.
Right.
Yeah,
they have
project.
A talent they don't even know they have. A lot of these kids.
So I'm hoping that this little exposure, we can put it out there and maybe get some other people interested in the
I
same idea.
I would love to know more about this. Like, how do we find out? Should we follow and ask Old Sturbridge Village or?
Well, the high school is Killingly High School
okay.
in Connecticut.
Okay.
And they have a website. Just look up the website. The school is amazing.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
I love stories like that.
Why does that high school care so much about this, of all things?
Well, what they're doing is bringing back what high school used to be about. I mean, I didn't experience it because my high school never had a shop or
home ec. Yeah, we
had
a shop in my high school.
But this is a high school where you can get all the courses you need. And if you're not interested in woodworking, fine. If you're not interested in architecture, fine. You can get all the courses you need to go to college. But if you want to be an architect, you should see, I showed Tommy a picture of their woodworking shop.
It's amazing.
They got a big old Powermatic surface planer. They've got table saws. They've got like 5 scroll saws, 5 band saws. They got everything they need to do this stuff. And they got teachers who are inspiring. That's the other part.
I remember when I was in high school, we had a shop. I had a shop in junior high school. Now it's called middle school, but junior high school. I learned how to work on a lathe when I was in the middle school.
When I was in high school. We did. Yeah. I went to like a high school that I majored in engineering. So it was like that school.
Right.
Yeah.
But like not as...
sort of advanced.
Yeah, because that was a long time ago.
They have an association. It's TSA. When it's funny, when I walked into the site, the school, we're walking into the school, and I go, TSA, what's TSA doing here? These kids look awful young to be transportation safety officers.
They're going to search you. Watch out.
Hey, I'm going to go off the format.
I'm just going to use the back of my hand.
I'm going to go off the format board here for a second. We have a block with a minute left.
Oh,
can we do a minute... and then come back with you guys for a few more minutes
because
I don't want to let them
go. Oh, you had a.
We have a block. We got to get to.
No, but you had a dare. You had a thing, a challenge.
Oh, I was just joking around.
Oh, I thought it was for real.
We can do that in the next block. Well, I don't have. I don't have the stuff with me.
Oh.
I was going to put you through an obstacle course.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
but
yeah.
Let's do this. John, play us out so we can get this. We're going
to
do another interview.
We have to jump, though, honey. We do. We do. We have another guest waiting for us.
That's crap.
I know.
All right. Tom Silva, Norman.
I don't like it either.
Can't beat it.
We're going to...
Thank you guys for
Thanks,
coming
guys.
By.
You guys
really
are amazing.
Really
it's
enjoyed
always
it.
Great to be here. Always great to see you.
We wouldn't be here
without
you guys.
Well, I don't know about both of you, but it's always
good
to see you.
I know.
You know, Tom.
Sorry, Mark. I didn't know you were listening. I
I'm usually not. So
I know.
All right. We got to go.
Oh,
we'll
you guys
back.
Are great.
Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
Thanks.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org. Back inside the Home Advisor booth at Design Construction Week, Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, Builder Show, International. Builder
My
Show.
Fix It Up Live.
My Fix It Up Live is here. And
the bar is still raging here. Like, this is a party.
Okay. I'll ask our guest, Scott McGilvray.
Scott, have you ever been to
joined us?
Have you ever been to a major rager?
A major rager?
Yeah.
You're going to have to break that down for me.
Yeah, like I'm breaking down because she says it every 12 minutes.
Like
I'm
an
dying.
Awesome party.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you major rage a lot.
Maybe I've major raged so hard that I've never even heard the term.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Because
strong
you do it
possibility.
So fast, you can't hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a second.
It's
yeah.
Crazy.
There is power to the two-word phrase, free beer.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
That's quite the lineup for booze.
There is
it
power
is.
To that.
Yeah,
but
it is. Yeah.
The Home Advisor booth is all about contractors and getting customers together, the right
well,
people.
You know what? Scott is kind of an awesome businessman. You've written books.
I've written...
That are about very technical, very, like, you have to wear a
you have to
full
wear a
Windsor.
Tie.
You have to wear a full Windsor to read them.
You have to wear a Windsor knot.
Not a half Windsor, a full Windsor.
What book
Windsor.
Did you write? How
yeah.
to tie a Windsor knot?
How to look like $1 million.
Yes.
There you
How
go.
How to look like you can
No,
make
I didn't
a
write that
bucks.
Book. I don't mind that, actually. But I've written a few different books. And, you know, being the business that I've been in, which is, you know, I'm a licensed contractor. I'm a real estate investor. I'm a landlord. I'm a renovator. Like, I cross, sort of transcend into all these different categories. It's a tremendous amount of work, but there's huge advantages to having insight into all these different aspects of real estate and renovation. So when it comes to properties in general, I became a licensed contractor so I could work on my own properties. I was buying them, flipping them, renting them out, and I couldn't get, I mean, they didn't have Home Advisor when I started 15, 16 years ago. So it was really hard. I was having a hard time finding contractors. I finally decided to become a licensed contractor myself. And then, you know, buying, renovating, refinancing, and renting these places, if you don't understand the finance side of it, you're toast. So I did. I've written 5 books, but my most recent one was How to Add Value to Your Home, which kind of takes renovations and puts a value to them. How does that sound?
I like that. Everybody wants to know how much.
That
how
is
much.
Too.
How much are you going to make on this?
Bingo.
Because everybody, I don't like it, but most people think always about that, the buyer. Who's going to buy my house? You know, who's going to buy my property? Who's going to be renting my property? Like, I want to think about the money.
Well, I was reading a survey that said, you know, something along the lines of 50% of the population is planning on taking on some type of renovation this year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's half of the population is going to do some work. And 70% of those renovations were to prepare their home for sale, meaning the majority of all renovations are to actually make more money off your house when you're selling it. So I thought, why not tell people where to get that value? And I wrote this book based on some of the research I had from almost 300 renovations I've done myself, and most of the properties that I renovate, I reappraise them afterwards. Mainly because I'm refinancing them, this is where all the businesses kind of cross over. So it's like, really, I only put $40,000 into that, and the house has gone up by $60,000. write that down, kitchen renovation,
Can you break it down that granularly, though? Do you do enough houses where it's only a kitchen so you can see it goes from X to Y?
You know what? There's many factors at play, and obviously we dissect it. We know that there's forced appreciation, which is what we're trying to measure, is how much it's increased in value from the work we've done. But there's also market appreciation or market depreciation, which can bite into your profitability for sure, right?
Yep.
You're balancing people's emotional decisions versus their fundamental decisions. So you might be doing a kitchen, but somebody might be in love with something really super specific, some sort of detailing or crown that costs a lot of money but doesn't get you a return. And so there's so many factors that I would say it's not cut and dry. I mean, it seems obvious to me there are certain rooms that if you focus your investment on those rooms in particular, you have a much better chance of making money. But then there are just some things that are way off the rails and people just want to do them and it's very custom and there's just no monetary value to that. There's an emotional value to that.
Sure. So have you gotten...
That was heavy, wasn't it?
Okay, where do I buy your book?
Well, I'm
What's
looking for ways to take advantage of
Is it on
people?
Amazon?
It's on Amazon,
and it's
yep.
called...
How to Add Value to Your Home.
That's it.
That's the most recent one. Absolutely.
I like that a lot. Now, I have a question that has nothing to do with that. It's kind of a silly question.
Hit me.
So the first time that you had to go in front of, the screen and do this thing...
Yes, where
How
I moved
weird
my arms
did
around?
You feel?
I will tell you that the first time I was ever filmed was very weird.
But with the screen, with
the
things dropping in and the, you know...
It was
you
very weird.
Pretend that there's a cabinet flying in and a wall moving.
People come up to me in the streets and they just start doing those hand motions to me. I'm like, nothing's happening. You look like a crazy person. There's no green screen behind you. Stop it.
You know this is actually real, right?
It's
But
it's,
you're really good at it. That's why I'm asking. The first
time.
Well,
we played with it. The first couple times, we actually did a after season one. The editors put together a blooper reel of all the what we call the green screen moments, right? Where your hand's just in the wrong place, and you're talking about a kitchen, but your hand's in a toilet because you don't know what's going on behind you. Or you wear a shirt that's got green in it, and then it looks like your head's floating. So it took a while, and I had to watch it and really study it because it's kind of mirrored as well, right? When you're watching it, it's a bit backwards. But it's just like a weatherman. Any meteorologist does this all the time. I don't know if you've ever seen the weather done in a live studio, probably.
Yeah.
There's just a green wall behind them.
Yeah, but
and
it's
there's
easier
a cold
to
front
do,
coming in.
You're just moving the cold front, and it's come like that. But you're, actually... taking out walls and stuff.
So do you want me to tell you...
You're better at it, I'm saying.
You want
you
me to
could
tell
rock
you the
anyone.
Secret?
What?
There's a secret to it. I've never revealed this, and I'm going to tell you.
All right.
We do me with the hand motions first, and then we superimpose the kitchen. So I'm not as coordinated as you think.
He's a smart cookie.
Like, forget it. I'm going to do it the way I want with my hands wherever I need them to be, and then we'll bring in the CGI afterwards. So if I say cabinets here, that's where the kitchen is. And
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I know. I'm
that's
cheating.
Kind of
I'm
awesome.
Kind of cheating.
No, it's not cheating at all.
Okay.
No.
I'd like to see some Transformers just fly through there.
That would
just
be
for
awesome.
The hell of it. Optimus Prime. Boom.
I love
Wait a minute.
It.
Yeah. You've got kids, right?
I have two kids, yeah.
So you could probably grab... or. Do you have Transformers at home? Or
I have two girls.
Two girls, so it's princesses.
So I have Frozen, anything from the movie Frozen in our house.
Uh-huh. Just take out Transformer and add Frozen thing.
Princess Anna or
We have a
Queen
boy,
Elsa.
So it'd be anything vehicular.
You know, Princess
Anna,
she could renovate. I mean, why not? Why can't she?
Oh, yeah. My daughters are going to be into it. They have their little tools, so they have some tools, the fake ones, obviously, they can work with. And so they seem to take a liking to that. My oldest daughter's just turning 3 next week, so she's just getting into it.
Mm.
So when she sees the show, she's kind of freaked out. She's like, Daddy, what are you doing over here on TV? I'm like, well, that's what I do for work. And she's like, oh, but you're here, Daddy. Why are you here? So she's still trying to figure it out.
You're like, I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
I will follow you.
Well, it actually works to my advantage because, you know, Frozen plays on TV and I'm on TV.
Oh.
So I'm actually dialed in with the characters from Frozen.
You're
so if something goes wrong, I'll be like, Daddy's going to work on TV. I'm going to talk to Queen Elsa and Princess Anna. And she's like, oh, my gosh, they all work on TV together, right? So good leverage there.
Okay,
That's funny. Why
did you tie up Mike Holmes?
Because he was out of line.
Mike Holmes, that guy.
Yeah, I know. I needed
He's
to make
him
out. Right.
Yeah.
So that was on Facebook and Twitter. Those started coming out It was like all day.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you this, but nobody told me not to tell you, so I might as well. So with the next season of Income Property, which is launching in a couple months, I'm doing a network takeover. Yeah. So I'm bussing in, taking over master control, kicking everybody out and playing whatever I want all day. And during the commercial breaks, it's just me in the audience and doing crazy weird stuff, like telling them about, yeah, it's
crazy.
Will
Princess Anna be there?
Princess Anna might be there. So anyway, what happened is when I took over master control,
I will dress up like Princess Anna for you.
Some of the other HGTV personalities got a little, you know, they're like, why does Scott get to take over master control? So they tried to break in. Obviously, they could not take me. So I took Mike Holmes down. I tied him up to a chair, and I forced him to say nice things about me. So that'll be airing shortly. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You guys have too much fun.
We
it's
are
amazing,
always
awesome.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys have fun, too. Look at the two of you.
Well,
we try.
We try.
You have
we
a
try.
Bar.
Thank you.
You have your own bar here.
We have music.
We've
live
been
music.
Drunk for hours.
We have
just
drinks.
Just to be, you know.
That's fair.
Fun.
Yeah, that's now.
We get to sit down.
This is pretty slick.
Sitting down.
Best. We're really glad you could join us.
Oh,
thank
my
you
goodness.
For spending time with us.
Absolutely.
You got to buy a
say
book.
Who you were, Scott McGilvery?
Scott McGilvery.
Yeah. We said the title
Income
of your
property.
Book.
That's the way we do it. We know intro at the end.
Yeah. It's an outro.
Outro.
And that
media
voice
talk.
That you heard us talking to for the last year.
Yeah. And that stranger that is here.
Stranger danger.
But 300 renovations.
Yeah. You 300
just,
renovations.
You're all over it.
All over it.
It.
Well,
awesome.
Income Properties in season 10. Which is, we're up to 150 episodes, which is crazy. And so those new episodes, we're doing things a little different. Like I said, we're taking over the network this time. We ventured out. We did some vacation properties. We did executive rentals. Kind of just had fun this season. I tried some new stuff, but always working hard and always, you know, happy to communicate with you guys on Twitter. You guys tweeted this to me the other day. You're like, hey, can you come talk to us?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we'll figure it out. So
we stalk.
So, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, stalking is now okay because of Twitter. Because anyone can say anything they want to us at any time, and I read it. We look at it, and I'm like, oh.
Get
nice.
Right to me.
Yeah, you're
well, you
right
know what
me.
I got to say?
We have to go to a break. We
Goodbye.
Have to go. We have to get out of here.
Right,
oh, my God.
See, I'll see you at the bar.
We're like in the Looney Tunes thing where
that
they have
free,
the big hook.
That free beer's on me.
Done.
Right on.
You're worth
you
it.
We'll be back with more from the Home Advisor booth right after this. More of my Fixing Up Life.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you're here with My Fix It Up Life, Mark.
Thanks for rocking it with us at the Home Advisor booth.
And me, Teresa.
My wife, Teresa, and me, Mark. Watch our videos.
Oh, we're at the end of the show, so we're excited that you guys joined us today because we like sharing. Share with us, follow us, talk to us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the awesome social networking places. Send us emails.
Yeah. That also leaves nothing for me to say other than...
Next time.
My Fix It Up Live.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Driving up 85 in the kind of morning that lasts all afternoon. Stuck inside the gloom. Four more exits to my apartment, but I am tempted to keep the car in. Leave it all behind. Either way, 'cause I want it sometimes by the outcome of a still running to live life.
time.